Moody's Analytics predicts that the nationwide growth rate for warehouse space will be twice that of office space next year as a result of a surge in e-commerce. One San Antonio company is looking to capitalize on the trend with robots they are teaching to see. TPR Tech reporter Paul Flav reports.
More warehouses mean more workers to pack and sort those e-commerce boxes, but finding those workers is harder than it sounds. The supply chain industry is competing in a tight labor market and has been dealing with an industry worker shortage for 3 years.
Every supply chain provider will tell you their biggest concern is availability of labor and getting a workforce.
Eric Nieves is counting on more companies turning to automation. Nieves co-founded Plus One Robotics with Southwest Research alums Paul Voss and Sean Edwards. The company wants to help robotic arms see. This mock-up of an automated warehouse sits in their Port San Antonio facility. It includes conveyor belts, an array of 2D and 3D cameras mounted next to lighting perched over a big industrial robotic arm.
Ordinarily, robots aren't very good at this kind of work.
A river of packages rushes down the conveyor belt. Padded envelopes, various sized boxes, are sitting on top of one another. Unlike a factory floor at, say, Toyota, where an arm has the single repetitive action of welds or mounts and all the elements are always in the exact same place, this system sees, analyzes, approaches, and grabs individual boxes differently each time.
This robot took a different trajectory for every parcel it picked. You're taking this chaos, you know, cluttered pile, and you're putting in one at a time. And it's lousy work. People don't want to do that.
Amazon purchased the automation company Kiva Systems in 2012. It's a system that moves the shelves automatically to the human employees to pack their boxes. Many logistics companies have figured out how to automate pallet-sized shipments. But sorting out individual items for packing or sorting those boxes on the line is where Plus One and companies like it want to be.
It is a grossly underserved market. The automotive market represents 3.5% of GDP in this country. It'll consume over 15,000 robot arms this year. Supply chain is over 9%, and if it buys 500 robot arms this year, I'd be surprised.
Alex Chicaney with the Robotics Industry Association agrees, saying this area hasn't seen automation the way others have.
It really isn't. I mean, there are robots that are being used by the Postal Service and other types of couriers like that, but really advances in vision systems, but also in gripping technology, has opened up new doors in those types of industries.
Chicaney says 2018 is proving lucrative for companies selling machine vision technology as prices fall and companies become more aware of the return on their investment. It may even break last year's record-setting $2.7 billion in sales.
So we continue to see sales increase very rapidly for these types of technologies.
Investors are paying attention too. Soft Robotics, a leader in the field, raised $20 million in funding in May. Nieves says Plus One raised $2.5 million in an early round of funding last year. Paul Flav, Texas Public Radio News.